Well, hello there, friends, enemies, men, women, and undecided. You're watching not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, or Jimmy Ellen show. You're watching The Right Show coming to you. The Right Show is a support group for normal people. So if that's you, you found your home. We have 381,000 YouTubers, 115,000 TikTokers, and our Facebookers go up and down, but right around 216,000. If you're listening to the podcast, check the link. There may be a little button to click there in the description, and you can watch along with us. I just got back from AmFest, the most American fest in the West. I want to show you AmFest, but first I need to know, where are you from? And does anyone you know work for the airlines? A great Christmas gift idea is, if you know someone that works for United, American, or Delta, is call up the friend and say, you should make Kayvon Comedy your special guest, and I will fly on it and leave you cha-ching tip money here and there, so you have gifts to give your family for the rest of the year. As I was saying, we just attended AmFest. It was amazing. If you don't know what AmFest is, it's where patriots get together, share ideas. I've never been in a room that big with that many people that agreed with me at the same time, other than this podcast. Take a look.
Usually I'm asked to leave places like this, but now, special guest, thanks to my little friendly hosts, volunteers, AmFest, get your tickets now.
We are special guest ambassadors. We got...
Who are you?
I'm,
What's your thing?
Alejandro Stein.
Oh, wait. Pimp Blimp. Okay, that's Alex Stein.
Candace Owens. I flew over from Germany. It was an exhausting flight. When I landed there, it's honest to God, this is a true story, they lost my luggage because of blizzards all throughout Europe. Obviously, the first thing I thought was that Sam Brinton may have gotten his sticky little fingers on my luggage. I thought, my goodness, no, no. Well, that doesn't want you to talk about Sam Brinton. They want to pretend it didn't happen. Why? Because it proves that if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it might be a duck. If it looks like a crazy person and acts like a crazy person, it might be a crazy person, right?
Candace Owens just got a standing ovation. Fantastic speech, no notes, from the heart, made the crowd explode. Amazing.
Wasn't that awesome? Now, we might have a little Wi-Fi issue. We're in a hotel. Name that city by looking at my background. You might be able to figure it out. The point is, Christopher Jacobs says it best. I always think of meeting people I listen to or admire on TV as kind of like a trading card. And I want to collect my, you know, I want to get my Lauren Boebert card. Got that. My MAGA Hulk. Rawr! Did you see MAGA Hulk? Nobody messes with you when MAGA Hulk is in the building. Got my Kyle Rittenhouse, my Don Jr., Dennis Prager. So I collected a lot of those imaginary conservative cards I was looking for. These are free speakers, and we love them. You got it right. Those of you guessing in the comments, this is not a green screen. That is right there, the Luxor Hotel, built like a pyramid. My comedian friend Frazier says it's built that way. So if you want to commit suicide after gambling too much, you jump off the top floor, slide right back down to casino level. That's Frazier Smith's joke, not mine. Give him one of those. We move right along. Did you know the New York Times offered a swassword puzzle on Hanukkah? That was disgusting, the way they kicked off Hanukkah with a swassword. I'm going to show you exactly what that looked like right here. You tell me if this was on accident, or did they do this on purpose? Imagine opening your paper. It's Hanukkah, first day, and you see this image right here. Now, this is the same paper that calls Kanye West racist and calls you a racist. And if you make the slightest accident, or, hey, what up, my black?
You know what? Look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
My black friend, you know, oh.
That was Donald Trump giving a shout out to a black audience member he referred to as my African American.
You can't do that, or you know, you call them Latinos. Oh, you're racist. It's Latinx, like a Kleenex, disposable. So anyway, this is the what I call a swassword puzzle. And they said in this total accident, they didn't know, but I'll let you be the judge of that. Do you think they did this on purpose to kick off Hanukkah with a little tongue-in-cheek message? Did you know the Men's World Cup is forced to share, I can believe this, share the money that they won with the women's team? That was part of that new bargaining deal. And look at the girls. They're laughing and smiling and kissing each other because the U.S. women's national team will make over $6.5 million after the men's win over Iran in the World Cup. Why is that? Because when you beat another team, there's prize money. They're taking the prize money and they're divvying it up to the women's team, even though not a single woman kicked a ball on that field. So if you ask me who won the World Cup, some people would say, it was Argentina or Leo Messi. No. The women won the World Cup. The U.S. women's team won because they played 0 minutes and they will make $6.5 million off of their efforts. Congratulations, ladies. Go woke, go broke. What kind of business model could ever survive something like that? This was very interesting to me. Now, I don't know if you know who Oberlin is. Oberlin College was sued for being racist. Oberlin College had to make a $36 million payment to a bakery in a racial profiling defamation case. So follow me on this, okay? Here's the story. Black student and two of his homies went into Gibson's Bakery across the street from Oberlin. They were stealing bottles of wine. The store owner goes, "Hey, you're stealing a bottle of wine. Do you even have an ID?" The guy goes, "I ain't got to show you an ID." He goes, "Sir, I got to see, you got a bottle of wine in your hand. Are you even able to buy that?" Apparently, the black student dropped the bottle and started punching and beating up the bakery owner or the employee, which is the owner's son. So still the owner's family, right? Then the black kids run out the door after stealing everything. They go to the college and go, "That bakery's racist, yo." Oberlin, obviously, is the most far-left university in America, or they're competing for that. Could be Harvard, could be Berkeley. So Oberlin immediately sided with the three black students saying, "Nobody go to Gibson's Bakery. Gibson's Bakery is racist." That's the big R word that leftists always like to throw around. So they petitioned it, they protested, and then they labeled Gibson's Bakery racist on their post and their school newspaper and their social media. Now, Oberlin College has to fork over $36 million because the Ohio Bakery proved that the students broke the law, not the bakery, and they were falsely accused of being racist. This is a family-operated business. The substantial payout was awarded earlier this year after Gibson's Bakery won the defamation lawsuit against the school that automatically sided with the three black students because of their black privilege. You see, the reason they talk about white privilege, there's no white privilege. There's homeless people in Ohio. There's homeless white people. Homeless white people live in trailers in Ohio. Homeless white people looking in their pocket going, "I wish I found some privilege in here." But they've made this dichotomy as if there's no economic privilege. They're trying to make it a color privilege right out of the Marxist playbook. So they're saying whites are automatically rich and privileged. If you're white, no matter how poor you are, you go to the bank and go, "I'd like a loan for a mansion." And you twirl your little white privileged mustache and cha-ching, they hand you the money and you get to go spend it. But if you're black, Puff Daddy, you go to get a loan, they're like, "No, you can't invest money. We're not going to give you a loan for a business. You're black." That's what's in the mind of every Oberlin College professor and student. However, thankfully, Gibson's Bakery was able to prove Oberlin to be radical leftist. This all happened in 2016. The owner, instead of just trying to make it go away because of you get a bunch of black protesters at your bakery, You might close the doors. You might shut it down. You might even put up a George Floyd poster, kind of like the Passover, just so they can pass over your store and go burn down the next one. But no, luckily, these people knew they weren't racist. They knew they'd never done anything wrong. So they fought, and now they have won. The owner has died of natural causes since the beatdown and the robbery and the court case. So it will go to his family and his estate, preserving the name forever of Gibson's Bakery. What do you think about that? We are happy Oberlin got sued from the right show. We want to say, thanks God, Oberlin. Thanks God you decided to fight. We need more people like you. Do you agree? Put it in the chat. All right, we're going to see what you have to say about those comments. Suzanne wants to know, where is her white privilege? Sona Chris, I like the George Floyd Passover part. Absolutely. And Rock, you are right. Democrats get the last laugh. The bakery will have to pay 55% of that in taxes. Plus, to their lawyer, they're going to go home with $3 million, which is probably what they could have made in the last 6 years. Let's move right along. This was very interesting to me. They mocked. They laughed. They teased Donald Trump. Donald Trump said he had a fantastic announcement he was going to make last week. And people were waiting. Is he going to name a vice president? Is he going to self-fund part of the wall to show he's committed? Oh, no. Donald Trump came out and said, we're going to launch an NFT. Okay? An NFT is like a digital trading card. And if anyone who buys a digital trading card will have a little piece of me. We're going to have 44,000 of them. Don't wait. $100 each. Please buy them today. These are collector's items you can trade. They will go up in value. Believe me. Believe that. It's going to go big league. Well, a lot of people laughed at Donald Trump. The Democrats were having a field day. This idiot is launching digital NFT cards. As if anyone wants to trade Donald Trump on top of a lion, Donald Trump flying like Superman, Donald Trump throwing a spear at an airplane. Would you believe this was by far the most successful political NFT launch of all time? Donald Trump gets the last laugh. He brought in $4.5 million in under 24 hours. Wow.
La who, the her.
So you're making fun of the man for coming up with an idea like NFTs, one of the most forward-thinking ideas lately. It's kind of like, you know, blockchain and these trading cards. You get a unique serial and you get to own this. And who would have thought a 79-year-old businessman could be on the forefront of technology and not only try it, not only do it, but this guy just makes money. That's what Donald Trump does. And you can't laugh at him because it was successful. Plus, Joe Biden can't even spell NFT. Congratulations, Joe Biden. You can't even spell NFT. And Donald Trump just made $4.4 million off of his first offering. We'll be back with a whole lot more Right Show. Stick around. All right, some people have some ideas for Joey trading cards. Scratch and sniff. Oh, not a joke, man. Oh, yeah. At least Trump does not have dementia. That is true. How much money did he make? $4.4 million. Great question. Cha-ching. And if you made fun of him, then indeed you are a lahoozer. The reason I made that lahoozer podcast is that graphic there is you're not allowed to say you're a loser, you're an idiot, you're stupid to anyone. So you have to trick the bots so they don't know what you're saying. So if someone writes something really nasty to me on Facebook, oh, whatever, I'll kill you, you dumb, you stupid. I used to write, you're stupid. Boom. Immediately, I'm off of Facebook for 30, 60, or 90 days. So now I write, you sound like the smartest person in your family. You sound about as smart as Joe Biden. The algorithm does not understand sarcasm. They can't get you in trouble for it. So thank you. Let's outsmart the algorithm in 2023. Moving right liggity long. It's time to go over a few tour dates. I want you all at my shows. Do you understand? K-Von Comedy coming to Albany, New York. Please get your tickets. Now we just added that one. Ontario, California, coast to coast. San Diego, Reno, San Jose, Tampa, Arlington, Virginia, Batavia, Illinois, and Naples, Florida. Those are the next dates. get on the phone and get your ticket right. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about my new comedy special, Essential. I'm not going to ask you to go on my website and order it without seeing a very quick joke. I'm releasing it TikTok at a time. TikTok is 5 seconds all the way to 55 seconds. So watch a short TikTokable clip of Essential, then rush and order it for Christmas and watch it with your family on New Year's Eve.
And I'm just excited to be back on stage again. I was called non-essential for the last 2 years. Man, my first show back was actually Texas to prepare for you guys because I didn't want to get on stage and forget what I'm supposed to say or stumble over my words or look stupid up here. But then I remember that's what Joe Biden does every time he speaks. So it should be okay. Right?
We can't just give each other Christmas gifts. I want you to order the comedy special Essential and give it to your family and friends. It's the link. They can watch it from any device. But we have to be nice this year. Let's give Christmas presents to Democrats. You're thinking, Kayvon, what would we ever give to Democrats? They're rude. They want an open border. They hate the holidays. They hate Christianity. They hate white people. They hate straight men. They hate the founding fathers. They hate the anthem. And they hate America at the end of the day. That's true. But we have to give these clowns something. So I've come up with some ideas for Christmas presents for Democrats. Here we go. If you like these ideas and start shopping on Amazon or perhaps at a local pawn shop near you. Number one, we need to get Hunter Biden some new laptops this year. Let's just do the right thing. We'll get way more out of it when he loses them. We need to get Trevor Noah some new hoodies since he's going to be spending a lot of time at home now. He's no longer the host of The Daily Show. And he loves hoodies when he's at home. Grow out the fro. The half-white afro and wear a rainbow of hoodies. That's what he did. And that's why his ratings went down and mine went up because we started doing the same job in 2020 and 21. We both started talking to a camera from home without all the bells and whistles of a $12 million production team. We need to get Joe Biden a new Peloton, okay? So he can keep riding his bike until we get the results we need. Get him back on the bike. And you know what? I'll even throw in a Stairmaster if you guys get the Peloton for him. I wish you a Merry Christmas. We need to get Nancy Pelosi a new State of the Union. Do you remember she ripped hers?
Hey, Trump was facing the other way, and in a sign of defiance, I ripped mine. that way everyone could clap for me, and I clapped like this. I looked at him and clapped like that. I showed disrespect to the powerful man because I'm a swamp creature who's lived in D.C. for the last 60 years.
And while we're shopping for the Pelosi's, it's not nice just to leave out the spouse, folks. So we're going to get Nancy a new copy of the State of the Union. And we need to get Paul Pelosi a new hammer to play with since his last one is still in police custody. It's in the evidence room. And you know, Paul Pelosi wants to bring a guy over and say, stop, hammer time. Those are my gift ideas. Please put yours in the comments. Boxer was fighting his trainer during his own match, and watch how quickly the trainer gets in there and starts fighting him back. Like he knew this guy was either dizzy or a radical leftist who wants to eat his ass.
And they're brawling. And now fighting his brother, his trainer. And now it's getting ugly.
It got ugly. So what are we going to do to make things prettier? We're going to reimagine the movie Bridesmaids with an all-men's cast. You know, if the women want to get paid by the men's World Cup wins and split the money that they didn't even go on the field and earn, then it's time for men to take over all women's movies and make them even better. I voiced Owen Wilson in this film, and we just reimagined the movie Bridesmaids with a great cast. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ryan Reynolds, Jason Statham. Why even talk about it? Watch this with deepfake technology and my voiceover. Enjoy.
This is some classy shit. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I want to apologize. I'm not even confident which end it came out of. Whitney?
Anyway, take a look around.
Oh, this is nice.
I don't know what to say. You look... Megan, are you okay?
I think my dress is probably just tight.
Oh my god. You got food poisoning from that restaurant, didn't you?
Why is this happening?
Nothing's happening.
Oh my god.
Doesn't matter to me, I just gotta get off this white carpet.
Oh shit. Come on.
No! No!
Look away!
Megan,
stop
no!
Stop it!
I'm so sorry. Get away from me!
What did we eat? There's shit everywhere.
What are you doing?
It's coming out of me like lava!
Bloody hell.
Don't you fucking look at me!
That is an excerpt from the movie Bridesmaids, reimagined with an all-men's cast, and my buddy Brian Monarch put that together. So if you find him on Instagram, say, Kayvon Comedy brought me here. This is awesome. He loves to hear from that. So for me to do Owen Wilson, it's pretty easy. You just got to get kind of nasally and you just say things that are really drawn out. And you're like, wow, you guys have been a really great and supportive group. I really enjoy The Right Show. And I hope you guys will come to one of my tour dates. So go on KayvonComedy.com, get some tickets. We tell truth through laughter, you guys. Wow. What more do you want? Give the podcast 5 stars and we'll see you next time. This is Owen Wilson signing out. Goodbye, you guys. Wow.